This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy.
Yes.
Can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
We got a breeze coming out of the east at about, not very, I'd say five, between 5 and 10 miles an hour. It is partly cloudy. Nice mix of sun and clouds. Doesn't look very, doesn't look like it's going to rain. And it's, folks, it's about 80 degrees. It's a heater out there.
It's getting smoky.
It's getting smoky.
Getting smoky. How you do, Froggy?
He did excellent. Currently 82 degrees. It has been getting smoky. Sun and clouds mixed, as he said. We got winds at 10 miles per hour coming out of the east. And unfortunately, no relief anytime soon.
I got to tell you. See them planes going from right to left. Can't be wrong with the wind.
He knows wind. He knows wind, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to damages done, my friend, here on the show. So yesterday, it was reported, big news, that Canelo Alvarez is going to be fighting Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, I saw that, but... Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah.
I know that JFig hates this guy.
Ooh.
We've all been sick and tired of his antics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Canelo.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
This man had the shamelessness of stepping in a ring with a 60-year-old man. We all saw his ass cheeks. But on the good side of it, Mike Tyson's rich again. And now he has a mansion in Delray Beach.
Hey.
But it appears, ladies and gentlemen, in spite of all of the haters, the naysayers, the damage may be done when it comes to Jake Paul. Because
damage is done.
The word is.
What?
On the street.
Jakey poo.
Jake Paul's going to fight Canelo in May.
Is this real, though?
Here's the thing.
Is this real?
It was reported
They're like five weight classes apart.
Are they? Hey, do you think Canelo cares about weight classes? He's thinking easy munion, dude.
Easy munion.
And then he's going to fight Terrence Crawford in September. And then I think he's going to be like, see ya. I'm done fighting.
Mm. We're one loss.
Yep.
So between the two of those guys, there's only one loss. No, he has two losses, right?
Who, Canelo?
When he moved up.
Oh, he does. He lost to Dimitri Bivol.
Right. So,
but he and Canelo has, you know, he's got some sketchy ones on his resume. One of the, you know, maybe two Golovkin fights.
So between him and Floyd, a career, two careers, mm-hmm. two losses.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, JFix says, I hope Jake Paul tastes the floor. Tastes the floor.
Tastes the floor. What did you think?
Now, like, people want, is this real?
Strange.
I will say, I put some feelers out.
All right.
And people who are very responsive to me, okay. typically.
No response.
Quiet as church mice, which only makes me more, suspicious.
Okay.
No answer is sometimes the answer.
Will we be there?
Okay.
Well, we were asked, hey, you guys are coming in May? I'm like, what's in May?
Hey.
And we were told, Canelo. And I said, who's he fighting?
Ooh.
We got a little, ooh. No comment.
No comment.
Well, why would you keep that under wraps? Why would you keep that under wraps?
That's it. That's what we got.
So, what I would say is, I believe it. And,
wow, dude.
You got to say, for Jake Paul,
yeah.
as much as you hate him,
yeah.
as much as people laughed at him,
yep.
are annoyed by him,
yep.
yeah, he may not be the greatest boxer we've ever seen.
He is a great.
But this dude is about to get in the ring with one of the best fighters on the planet after dragging an old man out there who was once the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's really nothing left for him to do. I mean, maybe Conor McGregor coked out of his mind. I don't really know. But
I mean, look, once you get Canelo.
Once you get Canelo.
That opens up some doors.
It's kind of like Luka getting traded, right?
Yeah.
It's like when everybody's like, Luka gets traded, Anthony Edwards is like, I'm scared.
Hey, valid point, Timbo Slice.
All right.
Tobin also thought the Paul brothers were fighting each other.
I understand that, but I didn't report. But this wasn't released by the Paul brothers. It was released by a boxing reporter yesterday who's got some credibility. And then I'm telling you, based on it, made me put two and two together.
Because we were told that.
Yeah.
We were told that. Well, like,
not that he was fighting Jake Paul, but said he's going to be back.
He's going to be fighting May.
Thought he was fighting in September. No, he's going to fight in May. I was like, who's he fighting?
Cinco de Mayo.
And they're like, of course. That's what the dates.
This
Canelo's like, we'll do a Cinco de Mayo sparring match because that's what it's gonna be. You're worried about him?
I want him. Like what? Like here's the deal.
You're worried.
Canelo's very active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can't knock him out.
And Jake Paul has only been in front of guys tap tap step tap tap step, right? Swing, haymaker. He's never, like, been with a prime, like, boxer.
Right.
So.
He lost to Tommy Fury.
So.
That's rough.
I mean, even if there's a weight difference, which there will be. Canelo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Knows his way around the ring a little bit better than Jake Paul. Jake Paul may be a, you know, a serious boxer.
He's been a professional since he's 16 years old.
Right. Right. There ain't nothing he hasn't seen.
Fufflet Mayweather at 23.
Yeah.
He's seen everything.
That's why I think this might happen to David Moreau. Fighting a guy really young.
It might. It might. But the damage is done, Jay Fig. I don't know what to tell you. Jake Paul's star only seems like it's going to get brighter in boxing.
Damage is done.
What do you got, Leroy? What's your damage?
All right, so I got pictures from New Orleans.
From?
The 12 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And let's just say my hometown does not know how to handle said snow. I talked to my dad. He say, man, it's snowing all over the place. He say, I try to put some stuff on it to, I'm like, stuff?
Yeah.
I say, what did you do? He say, I figured if I squirt the ice with water, it would melt.
What?
I said, counterpoint, Dad.
Okay.
You could also be creating a slip and slide in an ice rink. And he goes.
And then more ice.
He goes, maybe. Yeah. Didn't think this one through.
Damage is done.
I'm like, I saw videos of people putting Tony Satchery on their steps.
The damage is done,
like,
my friend.
There is no, like, they don't have salt. You know, when it would sleet, you know what they would dump on the roads? Sand.
Huh.
Like, they don't have to deal with this. It's never snowed in my lifetime. So, yeah, just listening to all the remedies of how to get the snow so they could drive their car. Not to mention all the accidents. It was brutal.
Damage is done.
Froggy, what do you got?
I'm going to ask you guys a question, even though I kind of already know the answer. Do you guys know the final score of the Pro Bowl?
There was a score? I thought they just played, like, events. Like, no. They play a flag football game?
No one knows. I saw someone go for two. Jonnu Smith caught a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people dive in a foam pit. My damage is done goes to the NFL and how they've completely ruined the entire idea of a Pro Bowl.
Damage is done, my friend.
I'm with you. I'm sure people watched it because football just gets ratings and people like being around football. But
yeah,
I don't understand why we got to keep doing this to All-Star games in general.
Yeah.
Take All-Star games for what they are.
For sure.
And like, you don't have to keep changing ideas and keep. They're doing this.
Why are we complaining? Right? Why are we complaining about?
People do, though. They do. They're
the
like,
Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, you know what the it NBA is? All-Star game.
Here's what the Pro Bowl is. The Pro Bowl is this, and this is how I looked at it. It is an autograph session week where kids and people who are fans of players can go and get autographs and see them outside of, you know, in an area where you can have access to. With all the various events they have. That's it. It's the elite of the elite that year. And you get an opportunity to, you know, be a little bit closer to them. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Like, the Pro Bowl hasn't meant anything for years. It is the sheer idea that you can get all of these players, all of these NFL players, for people that football's their favorite sport. You can get the best players of that year in one place, and you can have like a closer or a more personable interaction with them. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Nobody has to get hit, right?
Boom.
They can all go out and have fun. You want hitting in a Pro Bowl?
I know how to fix the Pro Bowl. Actually.
How? Fix it.
2-day event. Day one. You know all those crazy dumb games they do? No. Let's cut it out. Let's do it very simple. Fastest man, strongest man, best hands, best arm.
They do all those things.
Yeah, but then they got dodgeball, they got spike the ball, they got, you know, crazy dumb stuff.
They do relays.
No, I need fastest man.
They used to do that. What was the
exactly?
They used to have a thing where they took players from all different sports and.
Well, no, I just need
American Gladiators.
No. What was that show?
No, American Gladiators.
No, it wasn't.
Larry Zonka was the color analyst for American Gladiators.
No, but that's
all athletes from all sports. Are you thinking Joe's versus Pros?
Oh, that's a good. Hey, that was good.
No, there was a show. What was the show that used to come on where?
Yeah, Nitro.
No.
Laser.
Okay. He's getting upset.
They had bench press. It was
the outdoor games.
Ooh.
No, it was something similar to that.
Don't you guys miss World's Strongest Man?
I do. That's why I wish I had a sports challenge. Is that it?
Anybody remember the name of the show where they used to have athletes compete? Like they had the fastest guy, strongest guy. They did the tug of war. Battle of the Stars. Was it Battle of the Stars? No. It wasn't Battle of the Stars.
You had me looking for D'Angelo Russell on the Lakers earlier, so I'm done with this. I can't continue to do this.
I'm telling you, it's American Gladiators.
It's
fastest man, strongest man, best hands, best arm. The next day, my favorite football players play football. What a crazy idea.
Take a break back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.